The U.S. Supreme Court's decision late this afternoon to put President Obama's clean power plan on hold is reverberating across Montana. That plan, written by the Environmental Protection Agency, called on Montana to reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 47% by 2030, more than any other state. Republican Attorney General Tim Fox joined Montana to a 28-state lawsuit against the Clean Power Plan shortly after it was issued in August. Today, he said,
This is huge. It's a signal that should this case go back up on the merits to the United States Supreme Court, that there's a possibility, and you never want to handicap these things in advance, that the Clean Power Plan and the EPA regulations will be struck down.
Democratic Governor Steve Bullock just issued the following statement, quote, I've been clear that I think these rules were unfair to Montana. Given the court's ruling today, I'm putting the work of the Clean Power Plan Council on hold. What we cannot put on hold, however, is the need to address climate change and embrace Montana's energy future, and I'm committed to ensuring we do so on our own terms. That statement from Governor Steve Bullock. Bullock appointed a 23-member Clean Power Plan Advisory Council in January. Environmentalists criticized it for being heavily weighted towards pro-coal and utility company interests at the time. A tweet from Montana's Public Service Commission, which regulates utilities, also called the Supreme Court decision, quote, a big win for utility customers. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision puts the Clean Power Plan on hold until legal challenges are resolved. The Associated Press reports that appellate arguments are set to begin June 2nd. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.